Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Across the nation, Johns Hopkins researchers estimate 12.5 million COVID cases nationally so far, with close to 260,000 deaths. California continues to experience a surge of coronavirus cases, topping 12,000 new reported infections today. As Kevin Stark with member station KQED reports, state health officials have a strong message for holiday travelers.
California's top health official is expressing concern about a rapid spread of the coronavirus in all corners of the state. The test positivity rate is rising, and hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19 are spiking. California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli.
The high case numbers, the level of hospital impact that those Midwest and Western states are beginning to see more and more of knocking on California's doorstep.
Galli cautions that holiday travel could add fuel to the surge and says any Californian who travels out of state during the Thanksgiving holiday should quarantine for 2 weeks when they return. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Stark in San Francisco.
Black leaders are outraged by efforts by President Trump and his team to throw out huge numbers of ballots cast in black population centers like Philadelphia, Detroit, Atlanta, and Milwaukee. As NPR's Juana Summers reports, they see an unprecedented attempt to disenfranchise huge numbers of black voters.
The president and his campaign have presented no evidence of widespread voter fraud or other impropriety in any of these cities, and multiple courts have rejected their challenges. But their actions have led some critics to compare the tactics used by Trump's team to attempts to suppress the black vote after the Civil War. Trump's campaign and his allies have denied any racial motivation behind their strategies. In a statement, senior legal advisor Jenna Ellis said, quote, "Every American deserves to know that our elections are conducted in a legal manner, no matter who they are or where they live." That statement did not specifically address the racial implications of their actions. Juana Summers, NPR News.
India has banned 43 mobile apps, mostly from China, citing cybersecurity concerns. India is locked in a military standoff with its neighbor, China, and has already banned more than 100 other Chinese apps, including the popular video sharing app TikTok. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more.
The latest batch of apps banned in India includes four from the Chinese retail giant Alibaba. The government accuses them of activities prejudicial to the sovereignty and integrity of India. China is the biggest telecom and internet market in the world, and India is the second. But they've been embroiled in a dispute over their shared border, where troops engaged in hand-to-hand combat this past summer.
This is NPR. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission says at least 600 civilians were killed in a massacre in the northern part of the country. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the slaughter comes amid a war between the government and a regional rival.
Investigators with the independent government body were given access by Ethiopian security forces to the town of Maikadra. In its report, the Human Rights Commission alleges a youth militia aligned with the rival regional government undertook a systemic massacre. The militia asked women and children to leave town and then went house to house targeting ethnic Amharas. Witnesses say civilians were killed with machetes. Some were dragged with ropes tied to their necks. Days after the attack, investigators say bodies were still on the streets. Amnesty International had reported on this massacre, but their investigators were not given access to the village. The Ethiopian government says it will spare no effort in bringing perpetrators to justice. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
The International Air Transport Association is forecasting that around the world, airlines will lose more than $157 billion this year and next. The figure is based on the continued decline in airline passengers due to travel restrictions, including quarantine requirements. The group does not expect a business bump from newly developed vaccines until the middle of next year. Still, despite appeals from officials across the country for people to stay home, airports have seen the busiest U.S. travel days since the early days of the pandemic last March. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.